This is KUT. An Austin choreographer has embarked on a three-year residency with local lifeguards and maintenance staff for the city's more than four dozen pools. Soon, the public will see one of the first performances of this residency. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey got a preview.
Adrian Ortega is new to dance performances.
I have done nothing like this before. It's totally outside of my comfort zone.
But the city's swim instructor will take center stage, center pool, next month in a series of performances about what it takes to keep Austin's 51 pools up and splashing. That's been the work of choreographer Allison Orr of Forklift Dance Works. This isn't the first time Orr has made city workers dance. She's choreographed shows using city garbage workers and the Austin Fire Department. Orr told the audience last week she turned her eye to pools because of their history as both segregated and open spaces.
It's kind of the last place of public gathering where anyone can show up and be together. And I feel like that is why it matters so much that we figure out how to keep our system functioning here.
And the city's pool system is strained right now. While the typical lifespan of a pool is 30 years, Austin's pools average 50 years in age. They constantly require maintenance, at times forcing the city to shut them down. So, faced with this depressing news, we dance. But this isn't synchronized swimming. In one scene, Orr sets lifeguard drills to music.
Sir, my name is Adrian Ortega. I'm a certified lifeguard.
Intensifying the drills alongside the music.
I need a backboard.
Ma'am, can you hear me now? Yes.
Until it all falls away and you remember it was just a performance. It's a show that asks those typically behind the scenes to wade into the spotlight. People like Paul Slutz, who supervises the city's pool maintenance crew, and during the performance depicted a chlorine check of the water.
You know, the public doesn't get to see behind the scenes what we deal with every day. They just think that, oh, you're filling up the pool. How hard is it to fill up a pool? You know, just put some chlorine in it and call it a day.
Slutz says, yeah, it's much harder than that. He has to deal with chemical regulations and pools that grow increasingly temperamental with age. The first public performances will take place at Bartholomew Pool at the end of July, featuring lifeguards, maintenance workers, and those who attend the municipal pool. Two more unnamed pools will be featured in performances over the next 2 years. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.